first back of Erev Mishnah Beis, we mentioned before that the Rabbanan, the Mavi that has three walls, needs something on the fourth wall to designate that it's separated, to separate from the Rishus HaRabim. So Hesher Mavi, what is the bare minimum that you can put there? The Shamemim Lethi Lekair. You have to put Lethi as a vertical pole and Lekair as a horizontal pole on top of that. You don't need a full source of Pesach, but you need the two of them. Source of Pesach, we have two Lethis, one on each side, and a Lekair on top. The Shami says you need Lethi plus the Lekair. They still learn Lethi Okair, which is the way we pass in. It's enough to put a little pole on one of the sides, or a pole going across the top of the wall. Rabbi Leza Omer Lechoyayim. Rabbi Leza says that you have to have two of these Lethis. One on the right side of the entrance, one on the left side of the entrance. And Yishum Rabbi Yishmol on the Talmud Echod. One Talmud said the name of Rabbi Yishmol. This Talmud is Rabbi Meir. Meir Rabbi Akiva. Nechlatu Beishamai Ubeish Hillel. Al Mobli Shupovas Me'ar Ba'amis Yunit of Alechem Akir. He's a little more lenient. He says that the width is more than four, is less than four amas wide. Then even Beishamai holds enough to have a Lechi or a Kir. Amar Nechlatu, where do they disagree? It was between 4 amas and 10 amas. That was Beishamai said before, that you need Lethi and the Kohar, only if it's more than 4 amas, less than 10. If it's more than 10 amas, you learned before, it doesn't help to make a Lethi the Kohar. So let me Lethi or Kohar. And Akiva observes in that, where Akiva himself disagrees with that, says the Machlokes is in both situations. The Maitha, even though the Machlokes we pass him like they still over here, that it's enough to have either a Lethi or a Kohar, either a horizontal pole or a vertical beam on top of it. We'll see exactly the size and the shape of these in the next Mishnah.